Welcome, radio friends, to today's broadcast. Once again, I plead with you to listen to these messages undistracted. Through them, God is making inroads into your lives for Himself and for your benefits. These words will not return to God unless they accomplish the purpose for which He sent them. We shall continue with the topic, being an effective spiritual watchman. So this is the second part of this message, being an effective spiritual watchman. Our text remains the gospel according to Luke chapter 21 verse 7 and verse 8. Luke 21 verse 7 and verse 8. Let me read out this from the New King James Version. So they asked him, saying, "Teacher, but when will these things be? What sign will there be when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "Take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has drawn nigh. Therefore, do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercies up until today. Thank you for making us watchmen over our lives and over our families and over our nation, Nigeria. Kindly help us to be effective and faithful in this area. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And every person responds, Amen. In our last broadcast, we saw that watching over our lives and over our nation is as critical as the food we eat. We saw that there is no option left for us. Otherwise, we expose ourselves to temptation of all kinds. We also saw that it does not matter your age or gender or status. You can be an effective watchman, whatever your status is in society. Radio friends, recall that we mentioned that you can watch over your towns or cities or communities or families or nations. Some people, of course, watch over their organizations and over their continents. We mentioned that the critical areas to watch is oneself, because God will require us to account for our lives. We are motivated to watch so that we will not be deceived. Today, we shall continue to say that in former days, God spoke through prophets, but in the last days, He spoke through His Son, Jesus Christ. This is fully stated in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. I want to read it to the hearing of my listeners. Hebrews, chapter 1. Now we'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 3. God, at various times and in various ways, spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things. Through Him also He made the world, who, being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself poured our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as He has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. That's Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Jesus is the head of the church. He is the primary prophet, priest, and king. We must therefore make sure that whatever we believe must have its basis upon the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should not be led by every prophetic word that people are speaking today. We must examine it in the light of the already revealed word of God for accuracy and consistency. Our Lord Jesus warned us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 11 to verse 12. Matthew chapter 24, verses 11 and verse 12. And I read, "Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." Radio friends, be watchful and always check to see whether your love for Christ is increasing or diminishing. Let us first consider what will keep us away from deception. What are the things that will keep us away from deception? Number one, passion for Jesus. Passion for Jesus or love for Jesus. In Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, if you are following me, our Lord Jesus, addressing the Ephesian church, said, and I quote, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." Dropping our first love for the Lord is a precarious situation. It will expose anyone to deceit and eventual apostasy. The antidote is to fan it and sustain it, to fan the passion you have for Jesus and to sustain it. Our first love should be literally red hot. Let the zeal of the Lord consume you. The level of our enthusiasm for the Lord and His work depends largely on the quality of time we spend in intimate communion with Him. In the midst of busy lives, we must, as a matter of priority, guard our time with our Master jealously, lest our enthusiasm for Him begins to wane or reduce. Radio friends, it is dangerous to allow your love for Jesus to grow cold. Deception is a lie. Jesus is the truth. Could it be that your love for Him has already grown cold? This message is therefore for you. Take the steps enunciated by the scriptures. Number one, remember at what point your love was affected. What caused it? Admit that your love has reduced and ask for forgiveness. Plead with Him to accept you back. He's waiting for you to accept you even now. Number two, passion for the Word of God. Remember that we are looking at the things that will separate you from deception. The second thing is for the Word of God, the passion for the Word of God. Passion for the Word of God. The Word of God is the truth. We are sanctified by it. The Word of God transforms and brings change in our lives. Develop affinity for the Word of God. Feel hungry for it. Thirst for it. It satisfies. It is the food for the spirit man, which causes spiritual growth. Good spiritual food guarantees spiritual growth. Look for good food always. Number three, love for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Spirit is our resident helper and senior partner. Surrender to Him, you will be immune from deceit. In addition, you will increase your effectiveness as a spiritual watchman. Number four, the next is love for another. Love for another. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and verse 25, the Bible encourages us not to forsake our coming together in fellowship. Negligence of this truth exposes one to deception. Actually, when one goes into deception, the enemy cuts him off from fellowship. He begins to give excuses and finds faults easily. The fellowship is a place of encouragement for one another. It is a place of sharpening us. It is a place where we can submit to accountability. Brethren, we know if you are running the race according to biblical rules or protocol. The fellowship ensures we are supportive of each other and builds one another up. So do not neglect fellowshipping with one another. Do not neglect attending church services. Number 5, obedience to the spiritual leaders. Obedience to your spiritual leaders. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, the Bible says, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that will be unprofitable for you. Leaders must equally strive to earn respect. Leaders must feed the sheep appropriately. Appropriate food ensures growth and is a hindrance to running around for food, which is prevalent in our time. Such mobility in search of food or ministration has the potent force to lure one into error and deception. Radio friends, the issue being a spiritual watchman is very central to your success in the Christian race. Unless you watch over your life, you will not enter into your redemptive role. Can you afford not to accomplish the purpose of your existence? May the Lord open your eyes to see and your heart to understand that you are to watch not only for your life, but others. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Heavenly Father, may you impress upon us the need to be effective watchmen over our lives, over our cities, over our communities, and our nation. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I remain your friend, Pastor Amara Uwezozi. Remain blessed as you continue to listen to us. Amen.